Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Everyone, welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Fork Broadcasting, but they are, however, our opinions as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture. Good morning,
amen.
Great Scott.
Amen. Good morning, brother. I was busy on my cellular device.
And your cellular device is being very audible right now.
Yeah, I do. I make that mistake about every time, but
that's okay.
But I'm learning.
You're getting there.
I'm quick to turn it down, though.
That's exactly. Yeah. You don't leave it up through the whole show.
I don't leave it up through the whole show. No, so I wouldn't do that.
We like to invite people. If you have a question or comment you'd like to call in, well, we'd love to hear from you. 606-789-0318, 789-0318. You can also email your questions, if you'd like, anytime to godspointofview@yahoo.com. It's godspointofview@yahoo.com. You can also see us on our live stream on God's Point of View Facebook page. We're doing that right now, live as we speak. And also, the Great Scott, as I say, always gives is gracious to give his personal number, 606-367-0137. That's 367-0137 if you'd like to text him or give him a call, but do it after the show. We can't take that on the air, but you can leave him a message and he'll return your call.
Bill Barker impersonation.
And you're getting better at it all the time.
I'm getting better, and what makes me so sad is that you won't be hearing it much anymore.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll be listening to the radio.
Maybe you ought to tell the folks listening what's and viewing what's going on. Turn me up just a tad,
just
brother,
a
if you don't
bit
mind.
Just a little bit so you can hear something. There you go. That better? A little better?
Just down just a little.
Just a little.
Just a little. That's good.
Oh, boy. You're minute right there.
I am minute. I'll look that up later.
You like very little change or variance
there
in your audio.
There you go, brother.
What people don't know, and I haven't said this yet, but tomorrow will be my last day here at WSIP. And don't you? So
You want me to sing a song while you recover? I can do it.
But been on the show for 7 years. I hate to see it go.
I'll tell you, it's the fastest 7 years I think I've seen in my life. I can't unless it's the 63 years before that. Time flies, but this program has meant so much to you and to me.
Absolutely.
And we hope to our listening audience and viewing audience.
Yeah.
And as you already know, because we've talked about it, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss the back and forth. Whatever takes place in the future in terms of whether I do it alone or whether get another sidekick, although I never really have another sidekick like you, Timotheus.
Appreciate that, bro.
We lose something. We lose some continuity. And quite frankly, people come along rarely that have the rapport one with another like you and I have had over the last 7 years. But not just on this show.
No.
But in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brothers in the church, out of the church, whatever we might be doing, it's a camaraderie.
Absolutely.
And that takes time. And I may be too tired to try to develop another one. I don't know.
I've used up all the good trying to develop me.
Yeah. So tell the folks where you're, what you're going to be doing.
We are, my family and I are going to be starting a new business here in town, and we'll give you more details on that a little bit later. But, I've been here at the radio station for over 14 years. And on the program here with you for over seven, just celebrated seven years.
Yes, sir.
And it's just time for some change, and nothing that anybody has done or said. It's just time for some change, and the Lord leads us in directions and try to obey what that would be. And sometimes we don't understand, and sometimes we do.
Yeah.
And it's just a change in life. So, but it has been an honor and a privilege.
It has been for me. I've said many times that the rapport that we have is special.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that comes along rarely in life. And you know, as we talked last week, I wish you the best. I want you to succeed. I want you to make $1 million if you can. And don't forget to tithe.
And bring some of that to the church.
And the Lord will be happy about that, I know.
Amen. Amen. He will bless the efforts.
I believe he will.
As long as we follow, and I would tell that to anybody. If for so many years I've lived my life trying to decide what I wanted to do, what I thought was best, it's all about me. And then when it's hard turning loose of control and trying to pay attention to what the Lord's doing in your life or the way he's directing you to do things or what to do. And when you do that, you will see your whole environment, not only with you, but the people all around you and the closest to you.
Yes, sir.
All of that will change.
Yes, sir. I think about the work you've done with St. Jude's.
Mm.
That's got to be a really sad thing to have to withdraw yourself from. And I would also say that it's been one of the most successful things that you've done here at WSIP.
Yeah, we've done $40,000, and I just kind of introduced it and kind of worked at it, but it's the people that listen, the people that has those children in their hearts to help those families. And it is a place of the Lord, I'm telling you. It is really a godly place that the work that goes on there to help these children. So I appreciate that, and I just kind of feel like I introduced it and everybody jumped on board.
Well, I think you did, and I know you introduced it. We knew about St. Jude's, the Beloved, and I did, but we had never supported them. But it was your efforts that helped us to decide to start supporting them. When you first came on the air, I guess, here with it, what, 6, 7, 8 years ago?
Oh, no, we just done our 14th, our 14th annual Radiothon. It's been a while.
Well, I don't remember exactly when it was. I remember before our show was on the air, mm-hmm. I came in and talked I talked with you about it, didn't
you? You did?
Maybe.
You did?
Maybe Dan Lyons was in here with us that day. I don't remember for sure.
Yeah.
But I remember how successful it has been.
It has been very successful.
And I hope that continues. I hope that goes on.
Absolutely. They will do a fantastic job with it. And if I can be a part of it in some way behind the scenes, I'd love to be a part of it.
We don't know who's taking your place. Not that anyone is able to do that, I know. But someone will have to sit in that chair. And that's yet to be determined. I spoke with Spike a moment ago, as I mentioned to you. And about my learning to work this board. Now, boy, I'll tell you what, if I go that route, I'll find out how faithful the listeners and the viewers are, because people don't want to, they want a professional on the board like yourself.
Well, I appreciate
and you were the, that. You were professional wherever you worked the sound. You were professional, certainly at Highland all these years, and certainly here, but it takes somebody that knows what they're doing to fool with that.
Well, I don't know if I know what I'm doing or I've just got everybody fooled. I'm not sure, but it's just a gift.
If you don't, then you sure have everybody fooled. Well, you know, some folks may want to call or text or tweet.
You tweet now?
I'm tweeting a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, tweeting a little bit.
Oh, I don't tweet any. Yeah. I don't know much about tweeting or Instagram.
Well, you may learn about it. If you're going into business for yourself, you may have to learn about it.
You have to learn, for sure.
But if anybody wanted to call and just say a kind word to Timotheus, I stress the word kind word to Timotheus.
Yeah.
Don't give him a hard time for leaving the show.
Yeah.
You could call us at 7890318. You could email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com. We do have an email this morning, and we do encourage you, if you'd like to call and say goodbye to Timotheus. Have you had much of that this week?
Well, no, because I hadn't told anybody.
Well, today's the first day.
This is the first time I've announced it on the air. Yeah. Tomorrow will be my last day here at SIB.
You'll probably be getting a lot of calls between now and tomorrow.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe so. So.
Well, until we get those calls, let's look at what we have question. Been on the air for the last 7 years. Why we've been on the air, and that's this. Questions. People have questions.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not everybody that they feel comfortable talking to.
Absolutely.
And so this show has been one that folks can text, call, send an email. They don't have to identify themselves, Timotheus.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just ask us, and we'll try our best to answer. Here's the question. Can you talk about the prophecies in the Bible have all been fulfilled? That's the first part of it. That's part one,
A,
part
one.
A.
Okay.
A part B, if not, what has not been fulfilled yet? There's B. Mm-hmm. And C, and if they have all been fulfilled, what does the Bible say about what is next? Have a wonderful day. And we're having a good day, a little sad day here today with Timotheus breaking the news to us about leaving. But this is a good question, and people wonder about prophecy and what's going to happen next and all those kinds of things. And I thought about last week, you know, we got a call about prophecy, specific prophecy about the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And so we indicated that there's a passage back in the Old Testament in Ezekiel, the latter part of the book, I think around chapter 40, that talks about the temple that's going to be rebuilt. And I'm told from other sources, that is being done in terms of getting prepared for it, the priestly preparation that must take place. All that's being done now behind the scenes. And that sometime before the end of time and during the tribulation, when the church is raptured and gone,
mm-hmm.
that this temple will be built. I realize that, as we said last week, the Islamic Dome of the Rock is there, and how that all is going to pan out, I don't know. God hasn't seen fit to reveal that. But we know that during the tribulation, the building of the temple, we believe, will come about, and we believe, according to some passages in Daniel. Now, these are hard passages, folks. Nobody's got this figured out completely.
Not even you?
Not even as you call me, the great Scott. But in Daniel 9, if you just want to take notes or re-listen to this later, or look it up now, Daniel 9, it seems to be that the temple will be protected by the Antichrist. By this time, of course, 3.5 years, there'll be peace, which tells me that's when the temple will be built. Peace.
Yeah,
the church will already be gone,
mm-hmm.
and the church will already have been raptured. W.A. Criswell talked about prophecy one time, and he said to show the difference between human surmising and a prophecy from God is very simple to do. When a poll is taken, or when a politician in Washington surveys the nation and predicts that this coming November so-and-so is going to be elected, this is a political strategy, not prophecy. But suppose the same politician were to stand up in Washington and name the man who would be elected in A.D. 2180.
Oh.
That would be a prophecy to stand up and call the name of the President of the United States 200 years later. You know, that's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
And then he goes on to say that in the 45th chapter of Isaiah, God foretells the coming of Cyrus 200 years before it came into history.
Wow.
Now, folks, that's prophecy.
That's prophecy.
Because the test is always, if it comes true, he's from God. The prophecy's from God.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, then he's not. That's stated several times. And so he says in Isaiah, I have called thee by my name. I have surnamed thee. Though thou hast not known me, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. Declaring the end, watch this now, declaring the end from the beginning.
Mm.
Wow. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Folks, only God can prophesy. And this is what God's Word, the Bible, a lot of people say they have the Word of God, but the Bible, as we know it today, is the Word of God. There's some prophecies yet to be fulfilled, and of course that comes, if you look at Revelation chapter 4, we talked a little bit about this last week, Timotheus, that in Revelation 4 it introduces a new section where things which must be hereafter. That's the way the verse reads. And what follows are prophecies of the end times.
Mm-hmm.
We've not yet reached the tribulation. We've not yet reached the revelation of the Antichrist or other end time events. But I think what we're seeing is a preparation for those things. Jesus said in the last days it would be preceded by several things. For instance, many false Christs would come, deceiving many. He said you're going to hear of wars.
And rumors of war.
Absolutely. There's going to be an increase in famines and pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All these, he said in Matthew 24, mm-hmm. 5 through 8, are the beginning of sorrows.
And we're seeing that happen.
Oh, boy.
Right now.
Yeah. I thought about last Sunday, Easter Sunday, over there in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
I don't have to get much worse than that, do you?
No. No.
Today's evil news is full of false religions. Full of natural disasters, full of Islam, radical Islam, attacking people and killing them. Over 300 were killed, I believe, altogether.
The last count they had, yes.
And so we know from the Scripture, Revelation 6 tells us that the events of the tribulation will include all that Jesus has predicted. And when I think about the current events that are going on, I think, yep, just like you said so, Jesus. You said this, all this would happen. Now, Paul warned that there would be a way to tell the end time. He said in latter times, this is 1 Timothy 4, he said in latter times some will abandon the faith, mm-hmm. follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. He described them as perilous times, Timotheus, perilous times, because of the increase in the evil character of man and because people who actively pursue the truth. They won't want to hear it anymore.
What itching ears want to hear?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt but what those things are taking place now.
Amen.
There's a prophecy about what we call the European Union. The fact that we have a reunified Germany. These are political things that take place, but when you read your Bible, folks, you need to read the newspaper. Well, I guess that's kind of outdated now. Not many people read the newspaper.
Not as many, no.
You need to check your news source online
mm-hmm.
and see what's happening. I think the Apostle Paul would have the Bible and the newspaper or the Internet right close side by side.
And you can't trust news sources to deliver you the truth or all of the stories.
You have to have more than one
to
get the whole truth.
Yeah.
Nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Amen.
But what is the whole truth is the Word of God. You know, the Bible talks in Daniel about the 10 toes and the 10 horned beast of Daniel 7. I think these are all references. Notice I said, I think these are all references of a revived Roman Empire, which will reign before Christ returns. I think Israel rising up, 1948, is a prophecy fulfilled. I think there are many prophecies that have been fulfilled. There's some yet to be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
But there's none that needs to be fulfilled for the Lord Jesus to come in the clouds of glory and to take the church out of here. Everything for that has been done.
Yeah.
So that's why we say he could come at any moment.
And, you know, a lot of people, Jerry, would say, they've been preaching that for years.
I know.
And there's nothing's happened yet.
I know.
But we're in our time. We're looking at time lapse in our time. The Bible says that a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a day to the Lord.
That's exactly right, brother.
So we have to think about in his time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, Peter had a word to say about that. Let's read just a few verses.
Okay.
2 Peter 3. The second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both which are stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you just said that, didn't you, brother?
Yep.
Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.
Amen.
For, listen to this part now. For this they willingly are ignorant of.
Ooh.
Just willingly ignorant. That the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, Timotheus, and a thousand years as is one day. Verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away. Folks, we've got to get ready.
Better be ready.
I can think of no better thing to advocate, Timotheus, here on your last day in the show, that folks need to get ready.
Amen.
The old song we sing about, don't you want to be ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
My, oh my. Everybody wants to be ready, but not everybody is getting prepared for it.
Amen.
Peter said it. I think I can say it if he said it.
Mm-hmm.
People are willingly ignorant. When was the last time you were at a shopping mall or Dollywood? You were down there not long, or down at Pigeon Forge.
Mm-hmm.
All around you, a lot of people. Maybe you went to a ball game and there's thousands of people. Been down to UK and, you know, it's full. When was the last time being in that situation? I'm talking to Timotheus and talking to myself and all of us today. When was the last time you sat there and looked around and just wondered, how many of these folks are going to hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Folks, that ought to sober you.
Yeah.
That ought to cause you to think. Wherever you are, you have an opportunity. I'll tell you now, Walter Brennan used to say on the Guns of Will Sonnet, he would say, no brag, just fact. I'm not bragging about it. I don't have anything to brag about, but just fact. I had to take something back the other day to Walmart and return it.
Yeah.
So I went to the customer service area, and they were real busy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like five people, pretty close to me. And my first thinking was, are these people saved?
Yeah.
And so, you know what I carry in my pocket?
Had the cross.
I reached in my pocket and I said, there's a man one time that carried a cross in his pocket. He said he was going to, first person he saw that needed was going to give it to him, but he said, you know, I never found anybody who needs it worse than me, so I'm keeping mine, but you need one. Do you know the Lord? They all said they did, and they all were eager to take a cross.
Amen.
And so somebody, I want them to have the cross, but I also put my business card in there.
Yeah.
Because if they have a need, in 2 a.m., or they have a need, they're in the hospital or whatever, they might say, well, you know, I might call that old preacher and see if he can help me some.
Yeah.
Or if somebody's dying in their family, they might find some solace there.
Amen.
So Peter says it's going to happen quickly. Too many of us are living like the two-headed snake I read about. 7890318, God's Point of View at yahoo.com. You can text me or call me later. I'll call you back. 367-0137 in the area. Add your 606 out of the area. So this two-headed snake was being studied by scientists. And I'm talking to some of you right now that are just like this two-headed snake. You say, I don't like that, preacher. Well, you can turn the show off if you don't like it. We would rather you not turn it off.
Amen.
Scientists studied a two-headed snake and discovered that each head had a mind of its own.
Mm-hmm.
One moment it would crawl one way, the other mind would take it over, and it would slither in a completely different direction. Both heads were competing to control the body.
Mm-hmm.
Doubt is being double-minded. It's like having two minds inside your head, each wanting their own way. It's like the hitchhiker who was thumbing a ride with his hand in one direction and thumbing a ride with his other hand in the opposite direction. He wasn't sure which way to go. You're doubting. You've got doubt. You go one way, another day, the next way. Here's three things you need to think about. Doubt makes you unstable in all your ways. James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The Greek word, Timotheus, for unstable means restless.
Oh, yeah.
Unsettled.
Yeah.
You're controlled by however you feel at the moment. One moment you're up, the next moment you're down. You're as confused as a termite inside a yo-yo.
Mm.
Number two, remember, first, doubt makes you unstable in all your ways. Number two, doubt keeps you from making correct decisions.
Amen.
Somebody listening today is struggling with making a correct decision. Years ago, there was a young man who was constantly plagued with doubts. He'd listen to whatever thought popped up in his mind. He would say, I think I'm supposed to do this. A little later, he'd say, no, I think I'm supposed to do that. A few minutes later, he'd change his mind again. He was double-minded.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who are double-minded.
Like a leaf in the wind.
Yeah. Timotheus, you know people who are double-minded.
I've been there.
Everybody listen. Sure, we all have. Everybody, the folks listening know people like that.
Amen.
And number three, remember, doubts make you unstable in all your ways. Secondly, doubts keep you from making correct decisions. And thirdly, doubt destroys your confidence.
Hmm.
You can't make up your mind about anything.
Yeah.
The two voices tell you opposite things. You see, to be confident, you've got to be sure about what to do. And the only way to be sure is to follow the blessed word of eternal truth. How can you turn your double-minded mind into a single mind? The cure is to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Listen to the promise in Isaiah 26:3. You will keep the mind that is dependent on you in perfect peace, for it is trusting in you. Don't be a two-headed snake, folks.
I saw a little saying one time that if you see a Bible that's falling apart, it usually belongs to a person that isn't. I thought that was really good.
I've heard that.
I just thought that was really good.
That is good.
Mm.
That is really good. 789-0318. So, folks, is your Bible falling apart?
Yeah. Is it all weathered and worn?
Yeah, the pages falling out or the pages... So
yours looks like a rainbow.
So worn. Well, I'm trusting God to keep his promise.
Amen.
Are the pages so worn that if you aren't careful when you turn them, you'll rip it? Got to be careful. Some people's Bibles are full of the Word of God, but a scotch tape, too.
And if you see somebody with a Bible like that, you're thinking to yourself, why on earth don't they get another Bible?
Yeah.
Then there's other people that look at it and say, I know why they're carrying that Bible.
Amen, brother.
So there tells something right there.
Well, we've got less than 3 minutes, folks. If you want to call and say so long to Timotheus, feel free to do so.
789-0318, godspointofview@yahoo.com. And you can always text those in as well to the great Scott if you need to say something to him. 367-0137. And again, we're online at God's Point of View at Facebook. So, live.
I would say this to you as we close, Timotheus. I read recently about the 90th, in his 90th year, Michelangelo had written this above the studio door. The phrase, ancora impero, which in English is translated, still learning.
Amen.
So long after his most famous works were completed, the great artist humbly acknowledged his need for continuing education. My wish and prayer for you, brother, is that you will continue to bask in the Word of God.
Amen.
And that you will continue to grow in grace and knowledge. And finally, I say to you, may the love of Jesus Christ and the communion of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.
Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Thank you.
And amen. God bless you, Timotheus. I love you, brother.
I love you back.
I love you. God bless.
We don't doubt you. The services at the church. It's tough. Located at 821 Euclid Avenue, Patesville. Sunday school gets underway at 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. Sunday evening life groups at 6 p.m., Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. If you need any assistance, call 789-6433. I thank you for listening for 7 years.
Amen.
And I hope and pray that you will continue to listen to Jerry. He will help you in life, just as he has me. I owe him a great debt. Always will. He is a man of God. Trust me. I tell you that. Again, thanks for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View.